Okay, Bezat Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya, it is Parashat Vayelech, a beautiful parasha. We're here at the end of the Torah, one of the shorter parashiot, one of the shorter parashiot that we have. And Moshe is coming to speak to Am Yisrael, one of the last days of his life. He's telling everybody, essentially now he's going to tell everybody now that he's going to pass away, and he's 120 years old. And that Hashem is going to take us into the land of Israel, and He will destroy all of our enemies and all of our nations. And Yeshua is going to be the new leader of the Am Yisrael. And we're going to win all of our wars, and we're going to go in. And we have to keep the mitzvot. We have to be strong. We can't be afraid. Don't get afraid of the nations. Don't get afraid of the tests that you're going to have in your life. And Moshe calls to Yeshua in front of everybody. And he tells him to be strong and to be courageous, because he's going to be taking the people into the land of Israel. Hashem is going to walk in front of you. He won't leave you. He won't abandon you. Don't be afraid. Don't step back. Just keep moving forward. And Moshe writes all of these Torahs down. Just write down all of these Torahs. I think they say Moshe, in his last day of his life, wrote down 13 Sifrei Torah in one day. I'm pretty sure that's what they say in Chazal. Moshe spent the last day of his life writing down a bunch of Sifrei Torah. And we get the commandment of Shemitah. And we have a teaching here that I wanted to focus on today. And Moshe Rabbeinu talks about the fact that Anochi Aster Astir Panai Bayom Ahu Al Kol HaRa Asher Asa Kifana El Elohim Acherim. We have a tendency to go to different forces and to believe in different things and to sometimes do Avodah Zarah. People in the world sometimes find it hard to connect purely to God, and they put their hope in other people, in banks, in jobs, in people, in governments, in militaries, in elephants with six arms, in dead Jews from 2,000 years ago. People put their belief in a lot of nonsense instead of putting it in God. And Hashem says that Anochi, I, Hashem, astir panai. I will hide and conceal, a double level of concealment, my face on that day. Why? Because of all of the bad that people are doing by turning to other gods. You don't want to see me? Okay, so I won't show you myself. You don't want to have Hashem in your life, okay? Hashem doesn't need to show up in your life. You're still going to get your food, you're still going to get everything, but it's not going to feel like you have it from a connection. And on that, there's a short teaching from Likutei Moran in the 56th Torah, Nun Vav. Anochi Aster Astir. Right? We all know this song. If you know Breslov, you know. Afilu Ba'astara, Shebetoch Astara. Right? Even inside the concealment, that's inside of the concealment. So that song is from this Torah, Astarot. Yesh shnei Astarot. There's two different types of concealment. Kshashem itbarach nistar ba'astara achad, gam ken kashem od lematzo. When Hashem is behind one concealment, one level of concealment, it's still very hard to find Him. Achaf al pichen kshu nistar ba'astara achad, efshar liga ve'lachtor. One concealment, even though it's very hard to find Hashem, you can push. If you push and you pray and you find and you fight hard, you'll get through it and you'll find Hashem. Why? I know Hashem is concealed right now. I know Hashem is being hidden from me. Aval kshashem itbarach nistar ba'astara, toch ha'astara, when Hashem is concealed within the concealment, the fact that there is a one concealment on Hashem is hidden from you. That's what it means. Right? There was one concealment on Hashem's light. Okay, Hashem's hidden, but I know He's there. Right? It's just like you're playing peekaboo with your parents. You know your parents are there. You just have to move their hand. That's one concealment. But when you can't even see the hands concealing the face and you think everything's okay, that's even harder. You don't even know that you're experiencing concealment right now. אזי אי אפשר כלל למצוא אותו. Then it's impossible. You can't at all find Hashem. מאחר שאינו יודע כלל שהשם מתברך. You don't even know Hashem's there. Concealment within a concealment. וזה בחינת אנוכי אסתר אסתיר. That's what the parasha is saying. I Hashem, אסתר אסתיר. Hide and hide. אסתיר את ההסתרה. I will cover up the cover up. I'll conceal the concealment. שלא ידעו כלל שהשם יתברך נסתר, that they won't even know at all that there's a problem that Hashem is hiding from them. ואזי בוודאי אינו יכול למצוא אותו יתברך, because then for sure you won't be able to find Hashem, מאחר שאינו יודע כלל שצריך לבקש אותו יתברך, because you don't even know you have to find Hashem. You won't find Hashem because you don't even know you have to find Hashem. You think it's all good. You don't even know that Hashem is hiding himself from you right now. כי ההסתרה בעצמה נסתרת. The concealment itself is hidden. So that's the short piece from Likutei Moran 56. That's where that song comes from and this idea comes from. But the truth is that in life, a lot of times people need to hear this Torah. They think, yeah, everything's okay. I pray 3 times a day. I have money. I have this. I have that. But really, they don't have a relationship with Hashem. They have no relationship with Hashem. People go through life and they think, yeah, Hashem's doing chesed with me, this, that. It's like, no, you're having this curse of the snake. Hashem gave you an Amex with unlimited funds, but you don't have a relationship. And you think it's okay. And you think you're fine, your life is fine and dandy. You don't even think you have to be seeking out Hashem. A lot of times that's astara shebetoch astara. Hashem concealed himself from you because of whatever avodah zarah or bad things you were doing. And Avodah Zarah doesn't mean you went into a church. Avodah Zarah could believing that you have the power to solve all of your problems or your job or your friend or your father or your mother. You think that something besides God is going to be your salvation. That's called Avodah Zarah on all of its levels. And because of seeking out Elohim Acherim, like the Torah says itself, we seek out other forces, other powers, God conceals and conceals the concealment. So we all do this, and we all experience astara shebetoch astara. When we have an astara, when we have one level of concealment, meaning you're having a few good days, and all of a sudden everything changes. Feels like a tefillah didn't feel so good today. So what do you have to do then? You have to push. Push to break through that blockage and get to Hashem again. If you don't even know that you have to do that, you need to start asking some real questions. You have to do some real tshuva. Moshe nigash letoch ha'arafel ki shama Elohim. Moshe, at the giving of the Torah, went inside the fog because that's where God is. The tzaddikim, they don't allow the concealments to confuse them. Concealment? Lechatchila aribir. First things first, jump over it, like they say in Chabad. Right? Not try to figure out how do I get around this, how do I break the wall. This. First things first, jump over the wall. First things first, just get over the obstacle. Hashem put a door in front of you, break the door down. Break the door down. Don't let there be any concealments. If you think you have no concealments, it might just be astara shebetoch astara. It might just be a concealment within a concealment. Meaning you don't even know you're in a problem right now. You think everything's fine and dandy, everything's okay, living in la-la land, everything's okay, yeah, I pray, I'm religious, I keep Shabbat. Hashem's hiding himself from you from within another hiding because you're seeking out other things. And yes, a person can pray 3 times a day and do mitzvot and still not believe really that Hashem cares about what he's doing and still not believe that Hashem is watching every single thing that he's doing at all times of the day in any given moment. You have people like this that outside, externally, they look the part. They dress the part, they do the part. Inside, they have no relationship with Hashem. They do whatever they want and they can go do whatever they think they can behind closed doors. Because why not? That's astara shebetoch astara. It's one of the scariest things you can ever have in your life, to not even realize that Hashem is hidden from you. So b'zat Hashem, b'kaseh le'yom chagenu, we just had a Rosh Hashanah, which was really Rosh Chodesh, right? Who did Shabbat Mivarachim? Hashem Yitbarach did Shabbat Mivarachim. The Rosh Chodesh was concealed. The renewal of this month was the renewal of a year. In this upcoming year, be very, very careful and attentive and pay attention to the fact that you're in a relationship with Hashem. And there's good days and there's bad days, right? If you experience a bad day, push through. Try to have a breakthrough. If you think you're having only good days, stop and try to have a breakthrough, because you have two concealments, two walls that you have to break through. And it's a scary situation. I think it was the daughter of Reb Nachman. She said when she was doing really good, Reb Nachman would tell her, yeah, not enough, push harder, do more. And when she was really, really down, Reb Nachman told her how special she was and how amazing she was and how everything she's doing was perfect. There's a lot of depth into that. We have to understand, we have to navigate the different ways Hashem reveals Himself to us in our lives. One thing's for sure. If you don't think you have to be fighting to get to Hashem, you might just be in Astara Shebetoch Astara. You might have everything checked off, but really nothing at all. Concealments on concealments. So we want to be able to know that Hashem. Right before that in the Torah, if you just go back a few lines, right before that in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, again, in this whole last speech that he's giving before he passes away, the whole book of Devarim is just a recap of the whole entire Torah. And he says, V'chara api bo b'yomahu v'azavtim v'yistarti fanai mehem. There's only one time here. On that day, right, we went against, we made a brit with Hashem, and then we went against. Hashem says, I had a sense of anger then, and I, on that day, and I left them, and I hid my face from them. V'aya lechol u'matza'u ra'ot rabot v'tzarot. There was food to eat, you had everything you needed, and they found so many problems and so many bad things and so many troubles. V'amar b'yom ahu, halo ki ein Elohai bekirbi matzaun yarot ha'ele. After all the bad things that were going on in their life, one astara, one level of astara, not astara shebetoch astara, after one level of astara, what did the Jews turn around and say? Ein Elohai bekirbi matzaun yarot ha'ele. There's no God in my midst. It must be that because of that, all these bad things are happening. Good. Good. There's no God in my midst. Bad things are happening. So now fix it. You don't want bad things to happen. Get God back in your midst. But the truth is that this is the problem. This is where Amalek came in. All the doubts in life came in from this question. Ki ein Elohai bekirbi? Because you thought, you had a doubt that God was in your life or not. You question whether God shows up in your life or not, whether He can see you when you lay down in your bed or not. You had a question if He was there, He's really hearing your prayers or not. Only because you questioned whether God's really here or not, a Amalek can come in. Now, matzauni haraot ele. Now, all of a sudden, all these bad things are finding me. Yes, when this world is separate from God, then everything's bad, pretty much. Everything's bad. Family, friends, people, job, every day. Everything's bad in this world if it's separate from God. Bring a little bit of God consciousness into your day. Understand that God is in my midst. The meeting was from God. That person that came up to me is from God. Whether it was good or bad. Everything that happens is all from God. So it's all good. It's all good. And you don't have questions whether Hashem's here or not. And if He's here, that means it's good. If He's not, all these bad things could be happening to me. A life separate from Hashem is a bad life. A life connected to Hashem, no matter what happens in that day, no matter what happens in that life, it's a good life. Hashem is only good and He only does good. Zat Hashem, Shana Tova, Umetuka. Good Shabbos!